At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Prep Zone podcast. And today I'm very excited to have you with me, our new Staples Soccer Boys head coach, Coach Leon Whitman. Coach, how are you?
Doing great.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Yeah, we're so excited to, you know, to meet you today and get to know a little bit about you, introduce you to our huge record community.
Yeah.
But before we do that, I just want to talk a little bit about you. And then people will say, oh, you stalk us. I'm not stalking you. This was from the website. Yeah. But, you know, you've been coaching for more than 25 years at soccer.
I've been involved in soccer for more than 25 years. Definitely not coaching.
Not in coaching. You're not that old, right? Let's put it that way. How old are you, Coach? You're young.
I'm 33.
Young. All right. So you're originally from London.
Yeah.
Where were you, born in London?
Born in North London.
North London.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get this right off the way. Who's your team there?
I'm a Spurs fan.
You're a Spurs fan. I am like, how am I going to say this? So we already liked each other. Thank God we talked before, but I am a gunner. Yeah, you know that was going to happen, right?
My assistant, actually, this season, Billy, is an Arsenal fan, so we'll be kind of sitting like this on a bench.
So, you know, the story of me becoming, so like I told you before, I'm from Brazil, right?
Yeah.
So I became an Arsenal fan when Arsenal, back in the day, was getting a lot of Brazilians. Gilberto Silva, right? All those guys. So then, like, you talk about when I was growing up, like, you know, in the 80s, 90s, you didn't really get the kind of coverage. So they only showed the teams that had the Brazilians.
All right.
So, like, they showed Arsenal. Yeah. So you become an Arsenal fan. Then you had the good years, you know.
That was a good years for Arsenal anyway.
Good years, Listen, we're knocking on the door. You guys got a title. We're good. What's your feeling, Harry Kane?
He had to go.
That's what I get off of.
You know, he hadn't won anything. He was Premier League top scorer, you know. We'd love to have him back one day.
But at least he got that chip off his shoulder.
Exactly. He's 1-1 now, so.
Exactly, 1-1. Yeah. So as a player, you competed with, you know, a lot of youth academies. Can you talk a little bit about what was your experience playing soccer, where you played and things like that?
Yeah, I started playing when I was around 5, 6. But you know what it's like with soccer. You pick it up in London when you're 2, 3, kicking the ball around, you know. I started playing around 6, organized soccer, and it's just big in England, you know, so you just, everybody's playing. It's, you know, I kind of grew up in an area where outside your front door, like, everybody's in the center area and everyone's just kind of playing. You're playing against 12, 13 year olds and just kind of picking it up from there. And so I played from 6 straight through, really. And I kind of was playing for academies. I played for Barnet, which is like a local town in North London. I played there, you know, for a few years, kind of went through like the academy system, and then ended up going down the tiers. You know how the tiers work in England. There's so many tiers and so many players. It's like you kind of get bumped down towards the end there. And then kind of found myself in playing for Boreham Wood, who I always say were in Wrexham's leagues. If you watched the Wrexham documentary, you know? I made my wife watch it. It kind of like shows you the tiers, the here, there, there.
That's right.
So I kind of fell down towards those tiers there and was playing there for a few years. And then someone was like to me, oh, I'm going to coach in America. You should give it a try. And I kind of felt like my career was going like that anyway. So I was like, all right, let me try. So I moved to America on a visa, just kind of coaching in New Canaan, Darien, and I was actually with Barry. Barry had obviously been here a few years before me, but just coaching in town programs and stuff like that. And then I was playing like in Chelsea Piers with like all the coaches. And then I kind of got told to go for an interview with Fairfield and University of Bridgeport, which at those times I was like, I don't want to go back to school. I'd already been at school in England and I didn't really want to go back to universities, which is probably one of my biggest regrets now, not playing university, because it's huge in America, you know.
It's the system around it's fantastic.
Yeah, and I've met a lot of people along the way, golf and stuff like that, and it's just a big community, you know, when you play university. So definitely a regret of mine not playing at university. And then, yeah, kind of just I had to obviously go back and forth on visas, and then I met my wife, and then that was it.
That was it, right? You are who you are.
Yeah.
What position did you play when you played?
I actually played outside back.
Or left?
Right back.
Right back. Okay.
Yeah. And then when I moved to America, for some reason, I don't know why, I just said I was a striker.
You want to put the ball in the net? Who doesn't, right?
So, yeah, ever since then, I've kind of just gravitated towards playing forward. So I kind of see both sides of the field now.
What do you enjoy most about coaching?
Oh, it's like just the reward of like seeing kids so happy after a win. And even during my interview process with Staples, it's bigger than that, you know, like after coaching, and I've seen kids now that are graduated from, which makes me feel old, but like graduated from college, and they still remember you as a coach.
Yeah.
You know, I always remember my coaches back in England that, yeah, they were firm on you, but they also just made you have a great time, you know, so... That was a big thing during my interview process. I was like, it's, you know, I want to create a winning program, but I'm going to also ask them how their day was. How was school? You know, how, you know, what'd you do on the weekend?
Yeah.
It's not just strictly coaching for me. So it's like coaching is something that I've done for years. So I feel like, you know, I'm great at that. Mm-hmm. But then it's getting to know them on a personal level, which is kind of getting the best out of them at the same time as well, you know.
I couldn't agree more, because, you know, you and I were, you know, and we did as well as chat before, talking about how, you know, how the mental part of the game is everything. So it seems like that's what you're going to emphasize on.
Yeah, for sure.
So when you decided, I want to ask, talk a little bit about how the process was of getting to coach at Staples. Obviously, we were talking before, you know, soccer program in our school is a huge part of the school.
Yeah.
You know, it's a huge program. You're going to see people are going to go to the games. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to be expected to win. Like, and pressure is a privilege,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
It's a privilege. But talk about how the process went, how did you come to the decision, and how everything like that went.
Yeah, so I've been just coaching with my own program. Mm-hmm. I kind of coach a program with somebody else. We just do small group training, one-on-ones, mm-hmm. and really intimate. We mm-hmm. have a couple indoor facilities that we run and just have kids coming in and out of there. Mm-hmm. I had kids, so that's what kind of took me away from coaching teams. So the one-on-one stuff kind of made it a little bit flexible, you know. And I play golf with Barry. And, you know, I see the Staples job come up, and it interested me because I know such a big program, such a good school, winning program. And I've coached the preseason many times for the girls when Barry needed someone to do the preseason. So I had done that for 4 or 5 years before. And I was like, oh, I don't think I'm ready to kind of coach at the high school. You know, I'd coached at college, but I was like, I think it's a big task. I have 3 kids under 3 at the minute, so I'm like, do I really have the time?
So you have 3 kids?
I have 3, a 3-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 6-month-old.
Really? What are their names?
I have Archie, who's 3, Elsie, that's 2, and Finley, who's 6 months now, or almost, yeah.
You're not sleeping at all, are you?
No, not one bit.
And what's your wife's name?
Brooke.
Brooke, okay, yeah. Very cool. And you guys have been in America how long?
She is American.
She's American, okay.
I met her in 2013. We've been married since 2014.
2014.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's awesome. Yeah. Congrats to the family. That's amazing.
Yes.
That's so cool. That's so cool. We'll touch on that again, but go ahead. Please continue on.
So it was just like, do I have time for that with the 3 young kids? You know, it's flexible right now doing the one-on-ones and stuff. And it was really strange. I woke up at like 4, I didn't wake up. One of the kids woke up at about 4:30, 5 a.m. And I was like, I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to apply for it. I just, something was like telling me I should apply for it. I just felt that the school needed to get back to winning ways. I was like, I feel like I could win stuff there. I've always won kind of wherever I've been anyway, if that's college and wherever I've been, you know, club-wise. And I was like, all right. I text Barry at like 5 a.m., and he actually texts me back. He's like, it's so strange. Like, I'm awake. Like, do it.
He's a night owl. I know that.
It was 5 a.m. And I was like, he's like, why not? Like, just give it a go. And that was it. It was the last day of, like, when it was supposed to be posted. Right. And that was it. 5 a.m. I was like scrolling and trying to type up my resume, and yeah, I ended up putting it through, and I just got a call back and said, look, we liked your resume, come for the interview. And then two interviews later, and now I'm here, Staples head coach, so.
It's amazing, right? You just never know how things are going to work out, right? I'm a firm believer that things just work out. Like, it's just like, and I think about, I talked to all kinds of coaches. I had like a cheerleading coach here, Coach Birdie, and I asked her, I said, if you give one advice to, to all the teenagers, she said, it's all going to work out.
Yeah, it's so true.
So it's going to work out.
Yeah.
So it's great that, like, you mentioned Barry a few times. It seems like you guys have a great connection. I think it's awesome for the programs of boys and girls to do that, right? And like you said, winning ways, I think that the soccer program, huge history, right? I mean, a big history of winning ways hasn't happened lately. And you talked about how you've been a winner. And this is, I know it's a loaded question, but like, what's the philosophy? What are the things that you're going to establish that you've done in the past that you found that have brought those winning ways about?
Well, definitely, there needs to be a good culture around the place. But sometimes they play with too much pressure, and then that you panic. And even during my interview process, it was be brave. I want the boys to be brave and take risks. And, you get rewarded if you take risks, So I've kind of felt that. Being in business and stuff like that, so I was kind of telling the boys, I seen them at the Summer League final, and I was telling them, take chances, be brave, enjoy it. Like, you're not here, you're not playing soccer for a long time, like how me and you spoke about, they're off to college after, and who knows if they will play, but it's so short, it's almost gone like that, And they just need to enjoy it. Well, it's kind of, listen, there's going to be pressure. There's going to be those moments. And it's a privilege, like you said, it's a privilege to have pressure. But don't think that if you try something that I'm going to like hammer you for it. I want you to try and take those risks and be brave. So I think creating that, culture with, don't be afraid to take risks, have fun with it. I always felt like when I always played my best soccer when I was just having fun, kind of. There wasn't a ton of pressure on my back. It was like, just let me play. That's why we all started playing soccer in the first place.
That's right. If I'm on the pitch, right, I'm the best in my position. I've worked the hardest to get here. Have fun with it.
Yeah.
And it's funny you mention that because you've been here for a couple of months and it's already a trophy in the case. Right? I sucked because the post is so great. It's like, he does win. He hasn't done much, but still, right? So it's a trophy, right?
Yeah.
Because, I know these things are. What is your fondest memory of coaching so far?
Oh, it's a great question. I coached at a program called NCE previously, which was PDP. It was like a player development program. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like the best players in the state of like, it was all over. It was Boston, New York, Connecticut. And it was free to players when it was PDP. It was like they would meet on the weekend, mm-hmm. a Saturday, and you would run a training program with the best 15, 20 players. And I just met so many kids during that I ended up seeing a load of them playing for FC Westchester, which is like an MLS next club in New York. And they were like, our coach is leaving. We'd love you to coach a team. And I wasn't even coaching a team. I was just coaching at this PDP NCE program. And I was like, I had such a connection with these boys that I'd coached through like 6, 7 years old to like they were 15. So a lot of parents reached out and said, you were interested. And I was like, all right, let me speak to the owner of FC Westchester. And he kind of reached out and said, look, we've heard great things about you. Would you come and take this boy's team? And they were 16-year-old boys. So I get in and it was just like coaching a group of like boys that were breath of fresh air. They loved it. They wanted to be, it was almost their last season before they were going off to college anyway. Okay. And we ended up having one seat or like half a season. And how MLS Next work is you kind of make like the flex tournament or the MLS Next tournament. And they hadn't done it for a little while. And we ended up doing it and going traveling to Maryland and going down to Florida IMG and playing in these tournaments. And just seeing like some of their faces after making that tournament was so rewarding, because they hadn't kind of been that good before, and it wasn't that they had been that good, it was just kind of something that I brought to the table, like just go on and play and enjoy it before you go off to college. And then now a lot of them are actually, there's some of them committed to like Notre Dame. One's playing for New York City FC right now for the two team. Yeah, so many have gone on to like do such big things, like Division Three schools, and now I still see them like all over Instagram. I'm like, I'm so proud of like where they've, you know, like it started from 6 years, 7 years old to like where they are now. It's like, for me, that's a rewarding thing. Even if they didn't play in college, it's just to see them now as like great teenagers, you know. Yeah. Their parents should be so proud of how, you know, how they are, because like when you see them on the street, it's not that they'll just be like, oh, there's my coach. It's like, coach, like how, like they're just great kids. So that for me is so rewarding, when you see kids that have kind of gone on and graduated from high school or college and they still know you as a coach. That there is like huge.
And it's great you say that, because I don't know if everyone understands the impact that coaches have on kids, right? I mean, like you mentioned, I remember, you know, I only played at high school level, and at the high school level, I remember the thing that's in my mind is that I played football, I was a kicker, and my senior year, the halftime coach said the seniors down, I said, listen, enjoy this, because it might be the last half of football, competitive football, that you ever play in your life. Yeah. And at the time, you're so young, you don't think it's going to be it, but it was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, wow. And, but again, that speech stuck with me to this day, like 35 years, I still remember that speech to this day, right?
Moments come and go.
Yeah, come so and quick. Go, but it's so great. Listen, I think it's really, for me, it's really like as a parent who's been in the program, you know, through the program, and as someone who now covers it, it's great. I love your mentality that you're talking about that. What are your first impressions of not only the program, but as the school and the town?
Yeah, it's huge. I was coaching at college before, and I thought that was a big take. You know, I was only an assistant, and I was like, there's so much to do at college, you know, like media day here and this and that. And I took over Staples, and I was like, it's exactly the same. It's like me and you spoke about before. It is almost like a small college.
Yeah.
The school is so big that it actually becomes like a small college, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying it, really am. Like, I've met with the captain's parents, and we're kind of going over stuff. And it really excites me, like senior day and media day and, you know, there's so much stuff that's going on. It's just going to be great, you know. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's part of, like you said, you were talking before. It's like we love, you know, especially what we do and talking to you guys, because, yeah, like you said, it kind of prepares you a little bit for everything at the next level. Not only kids, you guys, everyone, but it also keeps everyone informed, everyone, you know, great about it. When you look at, and I would assume by this time you probably reviewed some of the things, you know, from last year to this year as far as gameplay. What is your gameplay philosophy on the pitch?
I'm very attacking. Okay. Like, I love to attack.
You want
to
score goals.
To the captains that even if we concede four, we'll score five. Like, I'm so about attacking, you know, and I've been doing that, like, with the Tuesday, Thursdays. I've only been there a few sessions because I was busy with taking teams to England and stuff, but last night, I think we did like attack it. Like, it was just transitions. It was like, go get the ball out wide, get it in a like crossing and finishing. And I'll be huge on that, because it also works on the defensive side. They're crossing and finishing, but then there's someone that's got to defend it at the same time, you know? So, no, I'm big on attacking style of play. And again, like, just being ready to take risk and be brave and go forward. And if we concede, it is what it is. We'll go and score one, you know? So.
Well,
very attacking.
A lot of people say the best defense is a good offense.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. And probably that was very Spurs like this season.
Right.
This season. And concede a lot.
If you score more, you know, and also it's an exciting style of play, right? It's like, and it's probably something that, you know, gets people. I always feel like if you're taking chances, people are like more willing to give you time to understand the things that happen. But if you're defending the entire game, you lose by 1-0, you feel like you didn't even play.
Yeah. But on the flip side, we'll be so organized at the back too. You know, like we'll be attacking and we'll take risk and we'll commit numbers up. But better believe that when we're on the defensive side as well, we'll be hard to break down as well. You know, so
it's great. Like it's awesome, because I think that's part of it. Like, I mean, you know, as being a lover of the game, it's like you want to see goals.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like I said, you got to be organized, do all that. But exciting. So as you look ahead to this season, is there one thing that you feel like you're going to implement that we're going to see the difference right at day one?
Do you know what? I was so impressed by the boys when I seen them. Like, they really do try and play. Like, it wasn't, and it's not that it's a bad thing by playing long ball. It, you know, it's effective. But these boys, as soon as I seen them, they try and play the right way, they get the ball down, they want to play. So there'll obviously be little things that I'll kind of keep under the hat.
That's right. That's fine. Yeah, I don't want to give other because you know the other opposition gonna be watching this. They're like, oh, let's see how he's gonna play.
But
yeah,
I want everybody on the ball. I want everybody to feel like the game hasn't gone by him. You know, I've been a part of teams that you're like, did I even touch the ball during this game? You know, so I see them this week in the summer league. Like the centre back had the ball and he weren't afraid to play it out and get it back again and use the goalie and. Yeah, everybody on the ball just kind of feeling comfortable and just making sure that, you know, we're ready to be brave and take risks.
Yeah, you looked, you know, and have you, and you've been around, because like you said, you've been with Barry. What's your take on the AFSIAC?
Yeah, it's tough. Competitive. Competitive. Like I think they beat Norwalk in the final 1-0 in Summer League. And like Norwalk weren't even a top four team. And I was like, wow, these are good too. Obviously being new to high school, but I've kind of always kept just through the coaching world. Like I know the new Canaan coaches, we have them first game of the season, you know, so
you're away first game. I know. I looked at the schedule like, that's a nice start.
I know the new Canaan coaches. I've been around, I coached in Trumbull when I first kind of moved to America. So I know I lived in Shelton, you know, so I know Shelton, those guys over there as well. So it's competitive, but I guess like, you know, when you get into states, you know, not that it gets easier, but like first round might be easier than an FCAC game because every game in the FCAC is so tough.
I write about this and I say all the time, it's like I feel like the FCAC is like, you know, it's a mini state tournament. It's like the quarterfinals on because it's so tough. And you see, like you go to state tournaments, like, and even last year, like, you know, they had an easy time on the first game. And then the second game, that was a 1-0 game, which they were in the game the entire game. Could have gone either way.
Yeah.
Right. And early on, they had a chance, should have scored it early on. Didn't happen. But, you know, you never know. Now, it's you mentioned about, you know, good players are around. And I want to ask you this. And I came here with this script in mind. You're going to get players that come in. And it's almost like because of the great work that you do outside, you and Barry, like these players come to high school. They're foreign players. They know how to play the game. So what do you work on to make them better or to benefit them and also the team?
Well, do you know what? Westport do a fantastic job through the youth levels because when we get them at high school, first moving to America, anytime you would play a Westport travel team, you'd be like, this is going to be a tough game. Like, so they're doing a great job from the ground up with Westport. So, but yeah, when you get to them, you know, technical ability is something that I would always work on because even now, at this age of mine, I could still be better technically, you know. So like that there, helping them with the tactical side of the game. Some coaches are going to play a different style of play, you know. So trying to tell them to play a formation that they may never have played before, you're going to have to kind of work on shape work, stuff like that. But yeah, they've had the fundamentals, you know, through such an early age, but. You know, continue to refine that and just kind of work on that technical side. Barry did a session last night on technical ability and even like really tiny details. It's not that they did something bad, but I'm like, if you take a touch with this foot and then play it there, it's going to be quicker. Like, so it's just small details that you're going to kind of help with and work on that maybe, you know, that might lead to a goal down the road, you know. So just refining it, small details, and then kind of helping them with like shape work and stuff like that.
Yeah. I tell people all the time, the difference between a 5-star hotel and a 3-star hotel is the little chocolate on the pillow.
It's
a little chocolate on the pillow is the folded toilet paper, right? It's the little things that differentiates.
Yeah,
the room's the same. Yeah. Size of room's the same. You know, the bed's pretty much the same. But that kind of stuff is.
Details.
Yeah. And you've been coaching around a lot. Is it like a mixture of nervousness, excitement? But how are you taking this job? How has it affected
just
you?
Just because I haven't been involved in high school soccer. I've coached high school kids, but never been involved in the FCAC. And like, you can see how big it is, you know. But I'm so excited, especially after going to that game on Monday, the Summer League, and after watching them play like 11v11. I've seen them like Tuesday, Thursdays in practice sessions. But when I see them in the Summer League, I was like, all right, I'm ready to win with these guys now.
I got a team on my hands right
now. Yeah, I was super impressed with them. And again, every game's going to be competitive. But like when I watched them, I was like, we can win. We can be special here, you know. So I'm excited.
That's great. I mean, it's great to hear, right? Because it's like, and you got to believe, right? I mean, you got to believe. But I agree with you. I think that, you know, you look at, like, it's for me, it's interesting. It's like you look at the Staples program, and like, again, I've been following a long time. It's like, there's so much success at the freshman level, yeah. right? That team wins yes. a whole yeah. bunch. Then you, and why are we not doing the same in varsity?
Right.
So it's, yeah. and I think you see
JV
that
level
yeah,
too,
yeah.
in a JV,
yeah, JV level.
Level,
correct, yeah. correct, correct.
Barry was telling me last night, and he was like, look at their record from last year. I was like, yeah. okay, we've got some good players on our hands here.
Yeah,
it's just, I texted Billy, the assistant, right after Summer League, we've got a team here. Like, yeah. we've got stuff to work with. We're in.
I'm excited. I mean, yeah. it's like, you know, it's, I say, like, so we've been doing Prepzone for 3 years.
Yeah.
So every, like, you know, fall, spring, like fall, winter, some, we've always lifted a trophy. So we got to keep that going, you know. So, like, you know, I know we got football, but yeah. it'd be nice to get a yeah. soccer trophy this yeah. year. So let's get Ashes that. yeah. Let's get that.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about you, you know, put aside a little bit. So you said you got three kids,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So, and you've been married since 2014.
Yeah. yeah.
And where do you reside currently?
We live in, I just moved to Watertown.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah,
okay.
So we moved, well, as soon as the third kid was on the way, I was like, this house in Shelton's not big enough.
Not big enough. You got to move
so
around.
So yeah, around 45 minutes from yeah. Staples.
Yeah, it's good. You're just far enough.
Yeah.
you know what, you know, right? So it's yeah. great, but you'll be around a lot.
Yeah.
So you're a dad, so obviously yeah. like you look at everything differently. Yeah. What has been the greatest joy of being a father so far?
It's huge. It's him kicking a soccer ball. I'm like, wow. I never, like, you know, before you have kids, yeah. you're like, oh, I wonder if my kids will, you know, be... I just love sports. Every okay. sport. My wife would tell you, I'm crazy. I moved to America and, like, now I love college football. Or I love American football and basketball.
That's the yeah. thing. Like, again, I grew up in Brazil until I was 13, right? So that's yeah. only soccer. That's what you yeah. watch. And then you get here and there's just so much.
Many,
every night
so
there's a
many.
Different game
exactly.
on, right? So,
yeah.
like, I don't need, like, yeah. all I need to subscribe to all the sports channels and forget
yeah,
about everything else.
Exactly. My wife's like, are you, that's basketball on a Tuesday, football yeah. on a Sunday. You're going to stop.
I know.
But yeah, having kids is just, and it's different with girls too, because I have two daughters
right.
and a son. Like with my son, if he kicks the ball, I'm like, come on, focus. Like, and then with my daughter, if she misses it, I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah, it's so well, so the boys are older?
My
the
son
boys
is
are older.
Turning four soon.
Archie, right?
Too.
Archie.
Yeah.
yeah, Archie. Yeah. I remember the names. Yeah. I got it right there. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
And as you look ahead here, and we're going to talk some more personal, but I want to ask about the program. What do you, if we sit here, you know, look, we have a last interview, what do you consider to be a successful season for you this year?
This year, I mean, obviously making the FCX, they just finished outside of it last year, you know, being in the top eight would be great. But I'm always one, like you said there, I'm always one to just reach for the stars, you know. Why not? Don't put a ceiling on it. Let's go and win it. Let's go and win the whole thing. I'll be putting that on the boys too. I'll be saying, look, what's to say that you can't win? We're all competitive in the FCAC. There's teams that are going to be just as good as each other.
Yeah.
It's about believing now. So let's go and win it all.
I find that the difference between these games, it's such a small margin.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's a little
yeah.
thing. Some, you know, it's a bounce this way. Bounce.
Yeah.
And people say, well, it's luck. No, a lot of times it's just about being the right place at yeah. the right time. Then you make your 100%. Luck because you're there.
Yeah, and the boys will be telling me, oh, we lost by one goal so many games. You know, so it's... Yeah. Fine margins.
Yeah,
so,
you're not far away from
yeah,
it. It's like
exactly.
you're not getting blown out
yeah.
in all these games. You're in
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
So it's like it's the competitive nature
yeah.
of it, right?
We got a great group of boys as well. I'm yeah. super impressed by the captains and the seniors, and it's a great bunch.
Yeah, it's always a good group. I think that, you know, you talked about, you know, the culture and the program, like the kids, they're good kids,
yeah.
you know, and they're going to play well. They're going to work hard, as you've seen. I mean, listen, it's like 100 degrees outside and you guys are practicing. It's like,
yeah. They are super.
Because I follow all the Instagram
yeah.
for the teams, right? And
yeah.
I see these guys are practicing today. I'm like, I can't even step outside.
110
you know?
On yeah. the field the other day and they're running around in it. I'm like, wow.
All right. So you mentioned field. So I want to ask you this and you can. So you know about the whole Loftus the fields the thing
yeah.
with the
yeah.
thing. Are you like a turf guy, grass guy?
Honestly, I'm more of a grass guy, especially after coming back from England, and the grass is like, it's like turf.
Right,
it's
yeah.
so, and they wet it before, so
yeah.
like it doesn't get stuck on it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm definitely a grass guy, but then like even now I'll play like over 30s soccer, uh-huh. and you get to
the grass,
and it's like this long, and you have to play the ball above the grass, but then that's at like shin height, and then you got to control that, you know.
It's because where I'm going with that is like I, you know, again being around the program a long time, I always felt like there was something special about Loftus because of the hill,
yeah,
right, because of the
yeah.
grass, like it was intimidating.
Yeah,
not that Wakeman isn't, it's Wakeman's, like, you know, it's just, it's a turf field. Yeah. It's great. And I understand that the style of play probably helps out there. Is in your mind ever to kind of, you know, reconnect the Loeffler field and bring that back?
Do you know, me and Barry were talking about it as well. And I think kind of having like that daunting walking down the hill and like seeing the crowd out there.
Yes.
Right. So for me, like, yeah, I would love grass, like, but it'd be like pristine.
But it needs
almost
to get
like
better.
A fairway, you know, like playing off of that. If it's turf, it's turf. But being able to have like a home, like having that home field stadium kind of thing, that, because, you know, I coached in New Canaan, and we kind of do this like charity event in New Canaan, and a lot of coaches play. It's like a all-star coaches versus New Canaan. It goes way back. And when you walk into Dunning at New Canaan, that'd be amazing to have like that huge stand. Yeah. It all be kind of enclosed. That'd be great.
Yeah, because it is. I mean, and
it's daunting to go in as an away team.
Yes. Know? Well, it's like Jack in McFarland for baseball talks to me all the time. So, you know, the minute someone comes to play Staples, it's like, you know, they have to go down those steps for baseball, and they see the way that field is, and they see the monuments over there, and they're like, wow, this is different, right? Yeah. So yeah, I mean, and I know it's something I've talked to VJ, and he keeps mentioning. I'm gonna keep banging it on it, because it's like, I feel like Loeffler is a special field.
Yeah,
it's it's a great place to watch a soccer game, and like, it would be awesome to eventually have it. Maybe I know it's down the line, but you know,
one day.
Think about it. Yeah. Everyone I talk to, because as we were talking before, like, when I go to these games, I love the game itself, but the atmosphere to me influences a lot. Yeah. Like, I like getting there early. You know, watching the guys warm up. Yeah. You know, watch what's going on. Yeah. And if you're in a big space, it's cool.
I'm
right?
huge for that too. Yeah. Just being from England and going to games all the time, I would always get to the game early, watch the fans pile in, and just see the warm up and just feeling the atmosphere. You know.
I know. Well, we went to they had the FIFA World Club, so I went to a couple of games. You know, following some of the Brazilian teams. My team wasn't here. But I went
my
anyway. But I went anyway, you know. And it was like, and I was rooting, it was fun. But it's like, I get there like 2 hours before the game, you know, and just enjoy the whole atmosphere of everything. Yeah. And it's like, because it's an event, right? And same thing we do here. So it's a lot of fun. Before I let you go, I want to do some quick hits here, get to know a little bit. So you're a morning person or night owl?
Now with kids and morning, both.
You don't sleep, right? You don't.
Before kids, probably more night. Night now. More night, but now with kids, it's both.
So it's like with three. So I had two, like my sons are 2 years apart. So I got a little bit of what you got.
Yeah.
But like, we found that, you know, the first one slept great. The second one, not so great.
Oh, Cryer. I'm the opposite.
You're
I'm
the opposite. Opposite.
My son, like, I was like, this is tough. Then my daughter come along, and I was like, is it a girl, boy? Like, because my daughter, she slept through from about 5 months.
They're
all different.
Yeah, I mean, so maybe it's like, maybe the way God does it, like, he just alternates no matter what. Some get in the beginning, some get in the late.
Exactly.
I got in the later days, right? So it's like, but he goes by so fast, like we were talking. Yeah. I got two kids in college. I can't believe that. It's like, it's just
time
like,
just goes.
And you feel like you miss it.
I know.
You feel like you miss it. So we talk about that.
Yeah.
So are you a sweet or salty person?
Oh, sweet.
Sweet? Are you like cake, ice cream?
Anything.
What is your thing?
Anything.
Sweet.
I just come back from England, and I took my friend Andrew. He's a sports psychologist, and he's like, no wonder you're so small. You're so skinny. Like, how? He's like, you eat all these chocolates, but what else? I'm like, oh, I'm eating on the side. Don't worry.
I love the chocolate. I'm like, I have a sweet tooth too. So it's like, I just like, even like, it's like, we talk at home one time, my wife's like, I would compromise dinner amount of dinner so I could have dessert.
I'm exactly the same. So my wife is like, I won't buy because if I buy it, it will just be gone.
One of the funny, so I remember like when social media first came out, I did like, you know, and nobody knows, so I was doing a post, and I said, I think I've reached adulthood because I had ice cream before dinner and nobody said anything, right? Like literally like I was married, like the first 2 years of marriage.
Yeah.
I got home and I'm like, I want ice cream.
Yeah,
so I there's nobody to say anything to me anymore, right?
Yeah, it's like something I would do, so yeah, definitely.
So what's your favorite genre of music?
Oh, do you know, actually, that's so funny. I'm so open to a lot of genres.
Okay.
Like, moving to America, I started getting into country, which is crazy.
I love country, but I get that a lot.
So, like, I'm actually on, like, a Morgan Wallen fix at the minute.
Oh, man.
I love Morgan Wallen. And just, I went to Nashville for one of my friend's bachelor parties, and the music there was amazing. Everybody's playing live country music. But then, like the kids will listen to like the new rap music, and I'll listen to that. Like, I'm fine with listening to that. The only real music that I haven't really got into is like rock music.
Rock, that's, can't get rock.
No, for some reason it's just too loud. I feel it's too loud.
So yeah, so, right. I'm the same way.
But like, I'm 80s, 90s. Like I could listen to old school. Like R&B, like hip hop, rap, whatever. Right. Country now.
Just don't do rock. Yeah. But I grew up. I went to high school in Tennessee, so country music was life, right? So it's like, but yeah, I grew up like again and went to Nashville. I didn't see that, but country music just like it can take you to different places because it's like you know. But Morgan Wallen, I feel like it's one of those guys who kind of changed country music because it's not that, you know, the sounds are great, the lyrics are so great. Good. Yeah, it's like it's country, but it's not. Like, I feel like it's like a little alternate country, right?
Yeah, I was
listening
to like Noah Kahan the other day on he was in Glastonbury in England. So like I was putting his music on. I'm like, I don't even know what genre that is, but he's got some good music too. So
I think everyone's kind of mixed a little bit, understanding that people now. And again, because I think maybe like the digital era where we can get any kind of song we want at any point.
Yeah.
Right? You don't need to buy CDs anymore. I mean, you open up your Spotify, there's millions of songs at your disposal.
It's so funny. And like the boys will play music and like I'll be singing along. They're like, coach, how do you know that? I'm like, I'm still down with, I can still listen to the young music.
Here, one of my favorite stories that we were... we have some friends that live in the city, and we went there, for dinner or whatever. And their daughter, who was a senior in high school, so she has just a friend. There's two of friends, and they turn on a Taylor Swift song, and I start singing along with them. And like, and first of all the adults are like, "What is he doing?" But the girl's like, "Yes, he knows Taylor." Like, and it's like, right now it's like, and it's a joke at home. It's like that I'm the only Taylor Swift fan because the boys hate it, right? My wife's like, "Oh, I don't like," but like I'm like, because again, like I said, I just like all types of music, so I get into anything.
That's makes so me feel funny. Good. I have like an indoor facility and run one-on-ones, and like there was a girl that come in the other day, and I just put on like Taylor Swift radio on Pandora. And there was another artist called Gracie Abrams. And she's like, "Oh, Gracie Abrams." And I started singing a song. And she's like, "How do you know?" And I was like, "Oh, she played at Madison Square Garden last night." She was like, "I went." I was like, "See, I know."
It's the connection, right? It's like this dog. Like, ever since she calls me the cool uncle, because it's like, I'm the one who does this. But it's the kind of connections you make.
100%.
It's like music brings everybody along, and it's so great. Yeah. So if you could go back and give yourself an advice when you were like, let's say, go back to your middle school grades, eighth grade, and give yourself a piece of advice. And I'm talking about maybe like the kids were in eighth grade and watching this, want to come into the soccer. This can be kind of a soccer advice or something, but what would you tell that eighth grader?
Well, I was a little different. I was a bit stubborn back then. So I would say you need to listen. You need to listen more, you know? I was definitely one that you'd think you know it all, you know? Like, but my biggest thing would be enjoy it, because it really does come and go. Like, I can see that now. I love soccer so much, and I'm still trying to play over 30s, and I'm like, it's ending. Like, up here, I know what, but down here, my legs, I'm like, I can't do it anymore. So it comes and goes. Yeah. Just enjoy it while you have it. You know, I said it to the college team that I coached before this, enjoy the moments. You have to make moments, you know? When it's done, we can be known for playing 500 games, but it's these tiny little moments that you create, like, just enjoy it while you have it, because it kind of comes and goes so quick.
Yeah, for
and
me,
like you said with the kids too, now they're all in college, and everybody keeps saying that to me with my younger kids, just enjoy it now while they're young, even though it's crazy, because when they go off to college, you'll be like, where are they, you know?
It went by just so fast, right? Yeah. And it's like, you talk about that. I remember I was still playing some, like, mine is over 45, but you know, anyway. And we were playing at, I think it was Ole, and they had that surface, and something happened to my knee, like, because it was like the futsal surface.
Yeah.
And ever since then, like, it has never been the same. So I kind of switched from playing soccer to playing, you know, doing some more workouts and the things were easier on the knee because I just, you know, couldn't do it anymore. Like I said, I still love it, still want to. But, you know, it's tough on your body.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to enjoy it. Yeah. And one last one on the personal level. If you could, we're going to take wedding day and kids' births away. They don't count for this because I know where they rank. They rank right up there.
Yeah.
Aside from those days in your life, what is a day that you would like to go back and relive? Either like go through it again or watch it.
there's so many different things. Like, I had one recently, winning a conference title with like a good coach friend of mine called Stuart at University of Mount St. Vincent, and that was only recently. But just seeing the school that had never won like a conference title was so rewarding. Like, and even my friend Stuart, he's such a great coach, and seeing like I was so proud of him, like, of as a coach, like learning from him during the season. And, you know, him winning his first conference title, that was huge. I moved to America when my brother was like 10 years old. I have a brother. I was 21. He was like 10, 11. And I never really got to see him like grow up. I moved here and never went back for like 10 years. I went back, but that was huge. I kind of missed out on his like teenage years, and which is probably for a good thing, right? He probably would hate me.
I would say,
anyway.
Yeah.
but that I would have changed that a little bit. Go back there and kind of help him grow up a little bit more. There's a few kind of change it. I played with someone that actually ended up playing in like the MLS and the USL, and every time we would play, or he would go home. And we would carry on going out. We would go out with all the boys, and like we would just like, oh, curfew, whatever, you know. And he'd be like, oh, I'm gonna go home early tonight. Like, if you really want to get to a high level, that's why he got to a high level, because he was so disciplined. You know?
Like we were talking about before, right?
Yeah,
yeah, it's yeah. Definitely
and is. Again, it's not a regret, because I had a great like soccer career. But like, if you're really thinking about the fine details and want to get to the very top, that's why he got to the top, and kind of we didn't. We kind of went that way, you know.
Yeah, and that's what it takes, right? And I think there's no right or wrong way for anybody to live their lives. It's just understanding that the choices that you make affect everything else in your life.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
So I want to end with this, and this is going to be geared towards, you know, the soccer community. And it's like, it's going to be like, because we get like a wide audience that watches our stuff. So you get the parents of middle schoolers who want to find out what is Staples all about.
Yeah.
Right, and you got the people who are in Staples who are like, you know, what is that really about? Is he are you saying that? Then you got the people who are just, you know, just curious.
Yeah.
But I want to say, what is your message for someone who's, you know, maybe trying to, maybe they're in eighth grade and they want to work towards playing Staples soccer, or someone who's tried in the past hasn't gone. What could they do? What are you as a coach going to be looking for in the players that you select from this day forward to this program?
Well, my door's open. And that was huge during my interview process too, that I want people to feel like they can approach me and ask me anything, you know, even if that's a middle school kid and they want to know what they need to do before they come to high school, my door's open. You know, ask me a question, what can I do to improve? I can kind of help you that way. Same with the team right now, you know, and parents too. My door is open. Feel like I'm an approachable kind of person, you know. I'm happy-go-lucky, I'm a positive guy, and obviously it's going to be a change now that I'm in. I'm approachable. You can ask me anything. That's about it, really. Yeah,
just come ask me.
Yeah, come
right?
Ask me. I'll give you my feedback. I'll kind of help you with, you know, I can help you with anything. It was the same like we were talking about mental health. If you know, approach me with anything you have, you know. I want to kind of make sure that the boys feel like that it's not just coaching from me. It's, can I speak to you about, you know, schoolwork? Can I speak to you about, you know, what should I eat? Or, you know, anything that they have, bring it to me, you know.
That's amazing. Listen, I'm so excited. I mean, I was excited before, but I think that after talking to you, like, I can't wait. We are about 3 weeks or so away, a little bit, you know. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
And it's going to go like it that. Is. I mean, I cover these seasons, you know, and I feel like I started talking about one, and then the next thing you know, it's like, because you're talking about maybe 6 weeks, right?
And try out to hear, and then and the season's done. It's like, all right.
It goes by so fast. Yeah. I mean, we're going to have a lot of fun. I think it's going to be great. We'll be out there covering you guys. Can't wait for it. Yeah. Coach Liam, I want to thank you so much for your time
today.
Thanks for coming here. We're excited about it.
I'm excited.
It's going to be a great change, and we'll see you on the field.
Let's go. Thank you.